Federal agencies trying to fend off the cybersecurity threat are about as effective as the Washington Nationals' bullpen. Lots of breaches and losses. In fact, according to research by Talis eSecurity and 451 Research, one-third of agencies experienced a data breach just in the last year. Joining me in studio with more, Wayne Lewandowski, Vice President of Federal at Talis eSecurity. Wayne, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom.
What were the main findings from this?
You cited one of the major ones, Tom, is that 34% of the data breaches that were recognized last year out of their survey respondents were from U.S. Federal. They took the top spot again this year, as they did last year, which is obviously of high concern. Some of the other areas that were really of distinction with federal is that they also had the lowest rate of safe operation at 25%, significantly more than any other sector.
What does that mean, level of safe operation?
Meaning that they felt that there were no identified breaches and that there was no intrusion that was identified through various tools from our perimeter or event management.
So only 25% of them could say that?
Yes, that's correct.
And how is it across industry generally?
Generally, it's running at about half of that. And so you can see that there's quite a significant gap between what we're seeing in U.S. federal, global federal organizations, which are tracking fairly close to U.S., but doing a little bit better, and then sectors such as retail, banking, and finance are doing demonstrably better.
So about twice as good,
yes.
You say. So about 50% of them are operating safely.
Right.
Not really a reassuring number either when you look at what could it be.
Really.
Also, not only were they breached, but data was taken in a lot of these cases.
Absolutely.
And why aren't they reported more? I mean, we know about the big ones, but it sounds like there's a lot more than the big ones that you hear about in the headlines.
Well, sure. And I think a good part of that has to do with national security. We certainly don't want to divulge specific areas of the government that might be breached. And I think that's going to be true in a lot of industries as well. That is something we're starting to see a shift in being more transparent about breaches so that that knowledge can be shared across industry. So not only exclusive to government, but across all sectors.
Why is the federal government so far behind? I mean, there has certainly been enough smoke and Sturm und Drang about all of this.
Sure has. And I think it's a couple of things. The good news is we are seeing budgets are increasing. As a matter of fact, there's a 61% increase in cyber budgets across federal. But the real challenge here is that it's not appropriated correctly. We're still seeing a significant investment in network security and endpoint security as a way of solving the problem. And quite frankly, that's not where the issue is. We have to make the assumption that the adversary is in our network, has accelerated their ability to gain higher levels of access through privileged user accounts, and really get the keys to the kingdom.
So it's the insider threat that is getting them.
That's correct.
I mean, is there evidence that these 34% of agencies that had a breach were in fact breached by insiders?
Generally, you have to take that as the premise to really any breach. And here's why I say that, is to gain access to the network, you have to have authentication. So at some point, I've breached your perimeter, I've traversed the network without you knowing that, and I've accelerated my visibility into larger and more valuable targets. Effectively, every breach is an insider threat.
So if the network perimeter security and endpoint protection technologies aren't the answer, what is?
The answer is really to start protecting the target. I mean, we have to look at what is the end result of an adversary and an exploit. That is to extract information. In this case, we're finding this true in federal as it is in any other sector, that it's not necessarily nation attacks and things of that nature. This is really about monetizing the data. The U.S. government has a rich amount of personally identifiable information, and that is what they're really after.
We're speaking with Wayne Lewandowski, Vice President of Federal at Talis eSecurity. So if the insider threatening people have access to that which you don't want to lose, how can the rest of them do their jobs and you can pick out the bad guys from everybody else?
Well, part of it is you have to look at how those attacks are occurring. And generally speaking, it's the Ed Snowden effect. It's the privileged user. It's the root and sysadmin level credentials. If you can reduce the operating space that those users have while they're still being effective in their job, and that's happening through access controls, proper key management, and encryption, we can reduce that space in which attack can occur and create damage.
You really have to put fences around access even for the privileged users.
Absolutely. If anything, more important there than any other type of user.
And are there ways to monitor their behavior in such a way that you could be alert to the possibility that they're going off the rails, or at least find out they've gone off the rails sooner than is possible now?
Sure can. You can look at the different transactions that they're attempting as well as are being allowed to do. The important thing here is it's not just about monitoring. We have that now with a lot of tools that are great and rich from an analytics and correlation perspective. But quite frankly, you're never going to be able to eyeball this problem. So you have to have operational integrity where if a user does work outside of the boundaries, the data is protected and then it's not able to be exfiltrated in a non-encrypted format.
Now, some of those techniques work really well with up-to-date systems, with the databases that are up-to-date and network security and topologies that are well understood. But a lot of the federal government is operating on much older systems with older flat file databases and so on. Are they subject to the same types of controls that you can put on up-to-date technology, or is the modernizing gap part of the problem?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I would tell you that if you use the appropriate measures, the unstructured data as well as structured data can have those types of controls put against it. And so you really have a system that rides across the enterprise and is agnostic to the operating system, the type of file, as well as the application.
How does defense side of the federal government compare to the civilian side under that 34% that were breached and only 25% that feel that they're protected properly?
This is just a personal observation, but I would suspect that we don't have all the facts as it relates to data because you are working with a lot of or within the DoD because of the classified networks. I think what you are going to find if the main motivator is monetizing the data, that civilian agencies are going to be a much richer target. I mean, take Social Security or OPM. These are examples of great PII targets.
Well, OPM, of course, already lost all of theirs, so it's kind of too late. NSA breached twice in about a period of 3 years to a huge degree. CIA breached in a massive way. And we feel the fallout in the federal government. And so it could be that things are worse on the intelligence and classified and national security side than even on civilian.
It's quite possible.
All right. So what are the main recommendations from the report that you put together with 451 Research?
The main recommendations are really that we have to have a shift in how we operate. It's not just accepting the reality that breaches are occurring. It's changing where the investment and the education occurs. And that means that we have to start looking at shifting that spend from the perimeter and monitoring to the actual target itself, wrapping that with proper encryption strategies, policy controls, and key management. That, to your exact point, Tom, we can't look at that in a silo. It can't be just for one specific system, but has to be enterprise in nature, which means it can extend from the mainframe all the way out to cloud and IoT initiatives.
It sounds like something that is just basic blocking and tackling in detail type of work. No grand scheme here.
In many ways, that's true. It's having, first of all, good hygiene from a cyber perspective. And we've seen a lot of those practices start to be instituted in programs like CDM. But now it's taken that further. And I think we see this type of measure being implemented in a new executive order that we have to have a plan, understand what the investment needs to be made, and start executing against that.
Wayne Lewandowski is Vice President of Federal at Talisi Security. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Find a link to the 2017 Data Threat Report, Federal Edition, and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.